Jordan Feliz, Never Too Far Gone, Citizen Way, I Will, The Afters, Eyes of a Believer. Good morning, 751. WJTL stays on the air because of the support of every single listener like you. And we'd like to thank these business listeners as well. Weaver's Garage offering complete auto repairs for both foreign and domestic vehicles. And 24-hour tow, 533 East Newport Road, Lititz, 717-626-7177, weaversgarage.com. And Trinity Law, a local law firm providing legal services for family law, adoption, wills, and estates. Trinity Law, your law firm for life.com.
Weather-wise today, sunny, hot, and humid, high 95, heat index to 102 today. Then partly cloudy tonight, low 73, slight chance of showers and storms. Partly sunny and 93 Friday, hot and humid, chance of storms and showers. Partly sunny Saturday and Sunday, still that chance of isolated storms and showers. And highs back again in the 90s both days. Right now it is sunny and 76.
Our very special guests are here to tell us about the Lancashire City Anchorage Breakfast Program. Joe and Laura with us. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Pastor Joe DiPaolo is going to tell us a little bit about some of the history, about how it works, what you guys do with the Anchorage Breakfast Program, Joe.
Sure. Last August of 2016, we commenced the program at our church, which is First United Methodist down at Duke and Walnut Streets in the city. Actually, the program predates us by about 30 years. It used to be held by St. James Church a few blocks away. And they were getting ready to do some renovations and change the building and repurpose some things, and either had to end the program or find a new home for it. They came to us. They said, because we had the best commercial kitchen in town, asked us if we would consider hosting it. I'd only been at the church as pastor for 5 months, but I really thought I needed to bring it to the board. This was God calling. We had hungry neighbors who needed to be fed. So we began August 1st, took it over. We feed 120 to 140 people a day, Monday through Friday, all year long. And it's quite a program, and it's exciting. And a lot of folks, we don't realize how much hunger is right nearby.
Yeah.
And it's not just folks on the street. People think it's homeless folks. There are some. But it's working families who are working poor. They just can't make ends meet. Mm-hmm. We see families with children, especially in the summertime when school's not in anymore. Just being able to get a couple of meals a week extra really helps them.
And while you host at your church, I understand that it's a group effort of many churches in
Lancashire.
Yeah,
we have at least a dozen different churches that are represented in our volunteer base. We have churches that have taken offerings. Some have given. I think one church gave us their whole Christmas Eve offering.
Yep.
Wow.
It's been really neat to see the churches working together. We disagree on so many things, but Jesus did say, feed the hungry. Yeah. And that much I think we can all agree on.
Yeah, and I think it's probably hard for some of us to believe that there's people right here in our own area that are going hungry, and that without your program, they might not get a meal.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I think the government calls it food insecurity.
Yeah.
And people find that sometimes they have to go an entire day without eating because they just don't have the money to make ends meet.
Wow.
And again, it's families. We see families. We see working folks. I remember seeing a truck. A road crew came by one morning on their way to work, and they had breakfast together. And I guess this just helped them, you know, get by.
Wow. That's amazing. Laura Meisel with us. She is the director of the Anchorage Breakfast Program. And Laura, I can't imagine feeding that many people every day, Monday through Friday. It's such a huge undertaking. How do you do it?
Well, I don't do it. I have a lot of help. We have tremendous volunteers. Each day we need about 14 to 16 volunteers, which translates to 70 volunteers a week. So, you know, without them helping, it never would have taken off,
yeah.
You know, because I have people who go pick up bread for me, who organize the bread, who organize the storage units, who take time to make really awesome recipes. So, you know, the volunteers are really what has helped this program.
So how many meals are you feeding in a week's time?
In a week, well, how about this? I'll go back to our first 10 months. In our first 10 months, we served 31,000 meals.
Wow.
So it's a massive program, massive undertaking.
Huge undertaking.
On a good day, we're serving about 130 meals.
That's amazing.
So,
wow. So how can folks get involved? Do you need volunteers? Do you need support?
Well, I think our biggest thing is we need support. Money goes a long way. We have a grant to the PA Central Food Bank, and I can purchase food there for 18 cents a pound. I can also purchase produce there for 5 cents a pound.
Wow,
so
that's
it,
great.
You know, a small amount of food can go a huge way through the PA Central Food Bank.
Yeah. How can folks get involved, whether volunteering or if they want to make a donation? Can they do that online?
They can. They can go to our website. It's anchoragebreakfast.org, and they can go there, and there's a place that they can donate there. You know, we're always looking for volunteers, but really donations right now are our biggest need.
So they can visit online, anchoragebreakfast.org.
Yep.
And where, in case there's someone listening that is in need of a meal, where are you guys located? Where do you feed people at?
We're down on Duke and Walnut Street. It's 29 East Walnut Street, right in the heart of town.
That's a good one.
I'll be parking there tomorrow when I go see Dr. Oxenberg.
Yes, we actually have a pretty decent parking lot for a city church.
Yeah. You do. You have a very large parking lot.
We do. Yes. Yeah.
The Anchorage Breakfast Program, feeding people every day, Monday through Friday in Lancaster City. Great opportunity for you to get involved and impact these folks. AnchorageBreakfast.org. Joe and Laura, thank you so much for visiting
thank
with us
you.
Today.
Thank you. This was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome having you. And we're back to the music with Britt Nicole. Coming your way, this is Be the Change on FM 90.3. WJTL, your home for Christ community music. Good morning.